From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Hurricane Irma strengthened as it moves across the warm waters of the Straits of Florida, bringing its winds and rain to bear on the Florida Keys. It's now a Category 4 storm with a nearly 210 kilometer per hour wind and associated storm surge, bringing devastation to parts of the state. Irma is expected to make landfall and has made landfall this morning in Florida Keys and is expected to track up the western coast of the state. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
This is a deadly storm, and our state has never seen anything like it. Millions of Floridians will see major hurricane impacts with deadly storm surge and life-threatening winds.
And U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to the American people about this.
In times such as these, we see the strength and the resolve of the American spirit, and we see the kindness and courage of our people. With gratitude for our first responders and prayers for those in the storm's path, America stands united, and I mean totally united.
And citing the expected impact of the hurricane, which comes on the heel of Hurricane Harvey's destruction in Texas just 2 weeks ago, Mr. Trump said he would ask the Republican-controlled Congress to speed up efforts to overhaul the U.S. tax code. North Korea marked the 69th anniversary of its founding Saturday with typical ceremonies and fanfare as the international community watched for another potential missile test. The South Korean government said it was closely monitoring activity in the north as speculation mounted about another missile launch that could be connected to the commemoration of the establishment of 1948, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. This is VOA News. YouTube is citing violation of community guidelines and removed the state-run North Korea propaganda channel from its website. The video-sharing website did not immediately respond to requests about why the channel had been removed Friday. Revenue generated from advertising on the account may have violated U.S. trade sanctions, resulting in the suspension, according to a media report. Pope Francis continued his trip around Colombia Saturday in the city of Medellin, where he held a mass with an expected attendance of as many as 1 million people. His trip there hit a slight snag Saturday morning as heavy rains forced him to alter his travel arrangements into the city. He originally was scheduled to take a helicopter from the airport to the mass, but opted instead to drive out of the Andes, which slightly delayed the mass. For the first time in more than 30 years, thousands of residents and fans watched a nighttime football match in Mogadishu, a capital city often described as the world's most dangerous. Thousands of fans enjoyed the event at Kunis Stadium, which is recently renovated by the international soccer organization FIFA. Although the match, the final of a citywide club tournament for 16 to 18-year-olds, took place under tight security, it was historic for the city, which has been dealt with terrorist suicide bombings, anarchy, and death. Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar have called for a month-long ceasefire starting Sunday in order to allow humanitarian aid to reach those affected by conflict. The Dalai Lama, a Buddhist, spoke about the plight of the Rohingya.
Those people, you see, who sort of harassing some Muslim, then they should remember Buddha helping, definitely help to those poor Muslim.
The fighters from the American Rohingya Salvation Army, or ARSA, as they call themselves, launched an attack on dozens of police posts and an army base late last month, leading to the displacement of more than 300,000 people. The death toll from the massive earthquake that struck Mexico Thursday night has risen to at least 90 at the emergency services in the southern state of Oaxaca, said late on Saturday there had been 71 confirmed fatalities there in the state alone. At least 15 people died in the neighboring state of Chiapas. That's according to local authorities. The 8.1 magnitude quake that struck off the coast of Chiapas Thursday was stronger than the devastating 1985 trembler that flattened swaths of Mexico City and killed thousands. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.